Good evening, Vice Mayor and City Council members. Kathy Ryan, and my address is on file. Tonight is the time to be honest with the people regarding the cost of the raises and the mandated pension increases starting in 2015. According to CalPERS, the figures were supposed to be released in October, so I am sure Mr. Kroes can provide that information. Like the raises, the new cost for pensions is purported to be substantial, while the taxpayers pay on the unfunded liability for the next 30 years. It is time to have the honest discussion on the increases and tell us how much the raises will affect the existing $700 million unfunded pension liability. And the pension liability was reduced because of the stock market, which I think we've all realized in the last 5 years we certainly cannot rely on. This discussion needs to be done before you vote to give away the taxpayers' money. And once again, have the people do without services. We never hear the increased cost of the contracts, only the phantom savings. These raises, like the pension increases in 2012, do not make sense. They are based on an emotional decision, not a sound economic one. You, like the City Council in 2002, who passed the pension increases, will prove once again that our politicians do not care what the burden their hasty and careless actions have on the constituents. This time, laziness and the lack of knowledge will be no excuse, when in reality, raises can only be justified by you in order to give a golden handshake or continue your loyalty to the employees, even during a struggling economy. And believe me, I do recruiting. This economy is struggling. My business is down 90%. It has been for 5 years. So to think that we're coming out of a recession is a baloney. Thank you. When something doesn't make sense, it usually isn't sensible to do. 15% raises make no sense when we cannot afford them. We already have a $1.2 billion in unfunded liabilities, $700 million, which is for pensions alone, all under the guidance of City Hall. Over 10 years ago, I was in these chambers when the city was discussing setting up an ethics committee. I am presuming that present day times there is no ethics committee in Long Beach. Otherwise, you would be having to pass what you're about to do to an ethics committee. This is an unethical action which you are purporting to do, and it borders on.
Thank you.
I'm not through yet. Malfeasance.
You just got to wrap it up. Thank you.
Well, I will. It'll take me a minute. There are many people who don't understand or know the meaning of ethics.
Okay, actually,
are these raises and adopted?
You have to wrap it up, so
I will.
About 10
and
seconds.
I will do it. And you prove to your constituents that you don't understand the meaning. Ethics refers to the well-founded standards in government that is a moral fitness on a decision or a course of action.
Thank you. Thank
you
so much.
Hi, Tom Stout. I'm just curious, why did city management and a city council sign off on MOUs for police, fire, and machinist unions, which contain minimal pension reform and no overhaul of the outdated, expensive MOUs? Why did city management hire management partners? And, you know, we all have a sheet that management partners put out with all these recommendations. And management partners, they cost of $50,000, which was a deal at the time for what they proposed. To review MOUs that were already signed and extended, when none of their recommendations could be retroactively applied to an already signed MOU for police and fire, why did management and the city council sign off on the same with the machinist union's MOUs? Why did the city pay $50,000 to consultants, then ignore common sense recommendations that could have saved the city millions of dollars? The city currently signed off on spending up to, you know, a couple months ago, $500,000 more. And according to Ms. Frick, you've spent about between $250,000 and $300,000 of that for more recommendations that you haven't implemented. Would the city continue to ignore any of the cost savings recommendations? Signing MOUs, then extending them in a poor economy makes little or no sense, because the city cannot negotiate further reductions without unions' permission to reopen their contracts. City management and the council have proven once again that the city family comes first foremost and not the taxpayers of Long Beach. And, you know, we hear how much, you know, everybody's given. This was from one of the union reps for one of the MOUs. Our department is slated to take another multi-million dollar cut in FY14. This would require additional changes before October 13. What does this mean to you? There are some people who will always search for opportunities to complain. However, it is much more important to point out what's right with our department, our profession, and our association. This is a tremendous good place to work, and the people who work here are exceptional. And this is the key point here. Since our worldwide economic collapse in 2008, we have not gone backwards in pay. We avoided sworn layoffs. Our payments into our retirement system continue to be reasonable, very, to say the least. And we still have the security of 3 at 50. Now, who do you think wrote that? I think most of you can figure it out. That doesn't sound like a lot of pension reform. It sounds like they got a great deal. They negotiated, that's true. But the bottom line, you guys keep signing off on this stuff. Most of you are going to be down the road, but we will be left with the problems you've created, just
thank
like
you.
The pension spike of 2002. You know, does management deserve these raises? I don't really think so.
All right, Mr. Stone.
Management should get raises based on merit and not because they belong to some oxymoron union.
I'm going to go ahead and take it now back to the council.